few weeks ago, I happened to have this lady on Local Issues, Real People. She was really, really informative, really, really fun, a really good guest. And so I'm going to bring Casey back here again. Now, Casey happens to work for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. So, first off, good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Rappahannock Electric Cooperative is looking out for their customers, and you guys came up with a great plan that's going to help ease a lot of people's minds and worries about billing.
Yes, that's right. So we want to do what we can to eliminate any further hardships that any members of our community might experience during this time of crisis that we're all going through. And so last week we announced that we will not be disconnecting our members for non-payment of their electric bills. We know that a lot of folks might be displaced from work. They might be running through issues as the government forces businesses to close. And so we just wanted to make sure that there was no further hardship that anyone would face by not having electric service. In addition to that, we're also not charging any additional fees, so no late fees or reconnect fees that would be associated with non-payment of their electric bill during this time. We're right there along with everybody with a lot of uncertainties right now, so we're just trying to provide as much relief as we can.
Once again, Casey, Rappahannock Electric is looking out for its members. Again, tell us exactly what that means this time around.
You cannot afford to pay your electric bill during this time, then you are relieved from that pressure for right now. If you can still pay your electric bills, then that's great. But for those who are facing a hardship right now and can't afford to pay their electric bill, we will not be disconnecting you for non-payment, and we will not be charging you any additional late fees or reconnect fees that would be associated with not paying an electric bill.
And Casey, thank you so very much for coming on the air to talk to us about this. And, of course, may everything go well with all your folks at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative.